something for the weekend. Good morning, how are you? It's Trina. I'm delighted to have another musical guest on the show this week, Wild Youth. Dave, how are you?
Trina, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm a fan of your music, but I've never met you before or had you on the show, so thanks so much for coming on.
No problem, it's my pleasure. Thank you for being a fan.
Can I just say, when I think of Wild Youth, I think of LA. It just has this kind of LA sound for me, and sunshine and enjoying life. There's something about it.
That's great. Thank you. That's the best compliment I've ever got about our music.
Really? Is that what you're trying to achieve? Because everyone loves that. You know the feeling that you get kind of in the summertime, and it's just
absolutely.
Life is carefree. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're a very fun, carefree people. We love the sun. We love the beach. We love having fun. We love all that sort of stuff. So it obviously just comes true in our music, I suppose. How am I supposed to move if I can't move on? If I
can't move on and on and on. Even though you probably weren't out the last time that I went to LA, I remember at the time we hired a car and we were driving around and there was this kind of, I think Maroon 5 were probably played everywhere in LA. I think they must own the whole LA, but there was that kind of vibe, and that's the vibe that I get from your music. But tell me about the latest single. You got another one, a new one out at the moment.
Yeah, we released a new single there last week and it's called Live Without You. 'Cause I don't wanna live if it's without you. I don't wanna fall asleep unless I'm right beside you. 'Cause every song I write about you. I wish I could say that I'll be fine, but don't know how to live without you. So yeah, this was actually written in Sweden. And the concept of it is kind of like not being able to live without the person you hold dearest in your heart.
What is it about Sweden? Sweden have so many talented people when it comes to music. It must be the top course to do or something when you're filling out your CAO form.
Yeah,
everyone studies music.
I was actually talking to somebody recently about this. It's like a hub in Sweden and there's probably about like 15 songwriters and they're just the best songwriters in the world. They all just live in this big compound and they just release absolute banger after banger after banger. It's insane.
Yeah. And then their next door neighbours are the carpenters, IKEA. They're just building all the shelving for the studio.
Supplying the world with everything you need, music and shelves.
I believe it's a brilliant country to live in as well. Wouldn't mind now a little stint there. I think it's meant to be great.
There you go. Go over and present your own radio station in Sweden. Interview all the shelf makers.
Good too. And you're just back from supporting a rather famous singer there at the weekend as well. Tell me all about how that went.
Yeah, we just supported, did 3 nights with Mr. Capaldi, Lewis Capaldi. That was absolutely amazing. We did Cork, Malahide Castle in Dublin, and we did that Sonic in Belfast. It was so surreal. They're probably up there with one of my favourite gigs of all time. Just because of the atmosphere, like he's so cool, his crew are so cool. And
would you hang out now backstage or what goes on?
Yeah, no, we hung out. Yeah, we know Lewis. We were doing a tour at the beginning of the year and Lewis came to our London show. Then he asked us what we do it. Excuse me, he asked us if we do these Irish shows with him, and then he asked us if we do some of the UK shows as well now, so we're doing a few with him, and yeah, we all hung out backstage. They're all Scottish.
Yeah, do you need a translator there to tell you what he's saying?
No, they kind of have the same sense of humour as us, the Scots, you know, so we're all just getting on like, yeah, it was on fire. And
it's funny, Dave, I remember being on holidays in Spain years ago, and this guy was sitting at our table and he was chatting away to us, and I assumed he was a local and was speaking Spanish. No, he was Scottish. I just hadn't a clue what he was saying.
No way. Yeah, no, the real thick Scottish accent is difficult enough. A lot of his crew is Scottish and his band is Scottish and stuff. So like when they all start talking to each other, I get when like people come to Ireland and they always go, oh, when you talk to your Dublin friend, I can't understand a thing you say because you talk so quick. I absolutely get that now. And I'm standing around them all and they all start talking really quick at the Scottish accent. I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
Because are all the lads in Wild Youth, they're all dubs, are you?
All of us are dubs, yeah. Yeah, we're all dubs.
Are you north side or south side?
I'm north side, of course.
Go on, you good thing. Same as myself. So you're on the way to rehearsals. Is this because you've got more gigs coming up? Because I know you're going to be supporting Westlife as well in August, aren't you?
Yeah, we've loads coming up now, which is amazing. We played the Coronas last night in Trinity. And then we have the 2 Westlife shows. We have Independence. We have a few festivals coming up. And then we're going back over to the UK to play a few shows with Lewis again.
Are you allowed now at this stage to be a little bit diva-ish and to demand things in the dressing room and all that? Or is it just a case you turn up with a sandwich and you're in your bag?
Even if I was at a stage where I could become diva-ish, I would never become diva-ish. There's actually a very funny thing we request, and it's kind of a joke. As you said, a rider is something that you send to the promoter and in the venue or wherever, and and they'll provide it and stuff. Sometimes, like in the past anyway, when we were starting off, you'd send your rider and you'd rock in and they'd just give you anything. Sometimes it was never what we even said. We just found it funny. So we were like, how could we message them to see if they actually read our rider? So now we ask for a picture of, you know, the Undertaker from WWE. We ask for a framed picture of him just to see, and we leave it at the bottom of the rider in small, tiny print just to see if they'll read it. So now every time we go in to our dressing room before a gig, there's a picture of the Undertaker and a dresser.
So they've actually done it. They've sourced
every,
them. They've,
brilliant. I mean, every gig we've done now since 2019, there's been a, like, we actually went in once before and there was a life-size cutout picture of the Undertaker and a dresser.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You should have a Daniel O'Donnell one or something as well. Mix it up a bit. Yeah.
We might have to switch it up. We might get Undertaker with Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah, there'd be a challenge. They'd have to do a bit of Photoshop in there as well.
Photoshopper, yeah.
Come here, are you still doing the lovely dance moves like in the video for Can't Move On? I love the shoulder pop. The shoulder's going. Now, I'd put my shoulder out if I was to do that. But
yeah, we're still the wild youth from 2019.
What are you going to do, though, when you're not youthful anymore and when you're old? You'll have to change your name.
Well, just call ourselves Tame OAPs or something.
The Elfless.
Plastic surgery will come in once you start making a lot of money.
Load of Botox. You know, get the lips done. Yeah. Everything pulled back. Look, Dave, I'll let you go. I know you're on the way to rehearsal there. Legend. Thanks so much for catching up. And I hope to see you in person soon and maybe get to meet you in person because I do love your music. Wild Youth. Go see them. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you so much for having me.
See you. Bye. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.